You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
70, joy to the world. Three dog night,
464-568-51
is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
You go first.
I'll lead this baby off, Jake. That was incredible. The part that
was happy.
What year?
1970, which is what?
Oh, 1970. Think better times. Think about that. You got guys like Taggy and Jeff Kinney rolling around campus.
Singing Joy to the World.
Singing Johnny Rogers singing Joy to the World. Oh, better times. Devaney's at
Johnny
the...
Rogers singing Joy to the World.
Just Devaney driving his Cadillac playing that.
Rich Glover.
Oh, better times. Oh, incredible. Wow. Wow. Jake, that's a... I will say this. Also, when we go over some of the lyrics, there were some incredible lyrics in this. Some incredible lyrics. Jake,
they had some songs.
Nailed it. Well, the part that gets me, it's a song from 1970. I know every word. That's what throws me. And I've not heard that song for years, but knew it all. Thank you, Jake. It's a 9222.
They had some really good songs. Too.
Three Dog Night was really good. Reel some others off, Steve, if you have them.
They are out touring.
Three Dog Night's touring right now.
Yep. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine seeing the Pinewood Bowl when they sang Joy to the World.
Joy to the World. Mama told me.
Great
song.
Yeah. Oh, Bill's favorite. Never Been to Spain.
Oh, that is my favorite. It's the best start of a song that there is. The first
what is
10
it?
Seconds. Just, we'll play it.
Sometime. Okay. Shambhala.
Yep.
And an old-fashioned love song. Though that's pretty much it.
They have one also, right? One is the loneliest number.
Oh, yeah, one. 1968.
The loneliest number.
Pretty good.
Yeah, they had a good run.
Good catalog there.
How could they possibly be still playing?
1970.
How many original members left 1970. Is the question?
They'll be the best. Is there any originals left? No.
Oh, I think it's... The guy that I saw singing, you know, you can see these videos on TikTok. It looked like it was him. I think it was the original guy singing that I saw.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, right, I'd be surprised. You know, how many times have you heard that song? 7,000.
Yeah.
7,000 times. I like it. It's never blown me away, but I could go 8-3 on that.
By the way, Danny Hutton, the original, the lead singer, the only one still left of the band. So the lead vocalist, the founder, he's still around.
Yeah, he's still playing.
That matters.
You got that.
That matters.
God, that's freaky. It's freaky.
And throw away the cars and the bars and make sweet love to you.
He's got
to
be, how old? Like 80?
He's got to be 82.
Let's look that up again. Danny Hutton age here. Hang on. Danny Hutton.
He's got to be in his 80s, right?
I mean, Danny Hutton is 82.
82. You nailed it. Steve got it.
82 years old. Touring.
Touring.
I mean, Willie Nelson was 93 years old touring, though, this year or last year at Pinewood Bowl. He's still going. Age is just a number.
I suppose.
Tour as long as you want. I guess Rudy's score.
I think Rudy's going to somewhat like it. He's going to be a 7-1.
7-8 says, I need flared jeans and an afro for this.
Yes.
I don't know if you need an afro. I don't. They're white.
Don't know if you need an afro.
That's okay, though, Rudy.
Thank you, Rudy.
Yeah.
Some ratings here before we move on.
Oh, that was good.
Okay, let's go to Sandmaster and KC 9.2, Rod and Lincoln 8, John and Lincoln 8.8. That's two Lincolns out of three.
Yes.
Just saying. Nate and Dorchester, Classic 7.8, Sarah 4.5, Jake and Hickman 2.5 on that one. A little low.
Interesting.
A little low, Jake. Try again, Jake. Rick from Wahoo 9, Kennedy and Lincoln 7.8. Who and Clemens?
Bird!
7!
Wow. Thank you, Bird.
Good job,
high
Bird.
Score. Vernon Dakin 8.9. Bill and Bennett, 7.5. Eric and Hickman, 5. Shamia, 7. Kyle in Iowa City, 8.2. Nice one, he says with the comment.
Household has to like this one.
You know that person. You know Kyle?
I do not.
He's from Iowa.
I don't know. He lives in Iowa City. Doug in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 8.4.
Is there Iowans for Nebraska?
There probably are.
There's one right here.
I am not in that group. Kodiak Bear, 9.8. Jim in Lebanon, Indiana, 8.7. Wyatt in Alma, 8. Kurt in Northern Kentucky says, bring back the bell bottoms. 9 on that
bell
one.
Bell bottoms, yes.
I do not see the household on this one today.
Mm.
Did I miss them?
It's right in their wheelhouse.
Scroll
too.
Back
yeah,
here real
it is.
It's in their wheelhouse.
I do not see the household.
Where are they?
Jennifer and Hubby. It's game week. Where are you at? Wake up. 7
Wake
4.
Up. He slapped his hand.
It did.
Wake up.
But Mothball, negative 10.
No, come on. Mothball.
YouTube, can't forget them real quick. Britain, 9.9. BWD, 9. East Lincoln West, 7.6. Ty, 9.64. Nels in Montana, 4.8.
Oh, what? Nels didn't
like
Nels.
Chris
He's not
P.
vibing.
Chris P, 4.4. Heyman says gives us a 6.2. Not very high either.
Heyman.
Albert, 10. Robert, 8.8. Song of the day was joined to the world by Three Dog Night from 1970.
Thank you, Jake.
You are welcome. It is time, without further ado, for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Nice one.
The king of remodels for bathroom, kitchens, whole house, and more. Please call.
Whole house.
Call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting, sponsored for Bill's Thrills.
Whole house is the key. I had several texts this week, and they kind of said, well, I know what Randy does. We need some work in our hallway, but he's not advertised as hallway. Whole house
would indicate that.
That kind of covers that. And I think
everything.
So if you have a hallway reconstruction that you need, Randy can still do that. Attic, get that done. Sometimes, remember, Greg Brady ended up building his bedroom up in the attic. Remember that when he got a little old and they had to get moved out? And they moved him upstairs. Then Peter and Bobby just stayed down below, but Greg went up.
Remember that.
Went up in the attic. It was classic. He had the beads kind of walking through his...
intently watched that
I watched
stuff.
Everything about it. I knew what was going on. So if you need an attic redone, Randy's
your guy.
You missed
nothing.
You've missed nothing. Thank you. And you'll see him Wednesday live.
Which will be a lot of Thursday fun. Also at the stadium.
Out, by the way.
At the stadium, yeah. The game within the game. Shame or fame? The game within the game. Shame or fame? So we're talking football. Head coach conversations that had to have went on. Iowa State, I'm not sure what down it was, if it was second, but they run a toss at the goal line.
I saw it.
It's in a rainstorm, and they run a toss. The ball bounces off his face mask. It's pouring rain.
First quarter.
Iowa State.
First quarter.
Iowa State. Yeah. They just got the muffed punt. Mm-hmm. This is a chance to make a damaging way to play this, and they run toss. I got a couple texts from former players. They're like, seriously, toss at the one-yard line? And I wasn't watching, so I didn't see it live.
I yelled. I said, "What are you doing?"
What's the rationale for it?
I don't know, because it wasn't even an outside toss. That the play was trying to. They weren't trying to get perimeter either. So it's just a different extra. Also, when you're catching the ball, where are your eyes at on the ball?
Mm-hmm.
at the goal, I mean, at the ball, you want to have the ball in your hand, so you don't look at the handoff. You just, it's there. The handoff is there.
It was weird.
And so your eyes are up to see how I got able to get downhill. And I'm just, so that would be one of those calls on Sunday where the head coach would say, you got to walk me through this.
I'd like to hear what that walkthrough is.
Because it's like, are we aware of this?
Maybe that play was hitting in practice or something.
It was raining. It was wet.
But the weather changed everything in my mind. And then still a toss.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
I'm not trying to defend. I just like to hear what the OC says.
There'd be some sort of conversation with it. The next one, again, it's K-State. It's 4th and 1 and they're at like the 10 or 12 yard line going in. They go for it. The running back was 7 yards deep. He got hit for a TFL. I mean, unblocked safety.
Yep.
Crashed through. It's 4th and 1.
Crashed through the line.
And the running back's at 7 yards, and they take it back to him. He gets the ball 5 yards. When he finally gets the ball handed to him, he's 5 yards deep. It wasn't even close. But, I mean, that's, again, it's a conversation. The head coach is going to say, this was our plan for a 4th and 1, was to take it back and run. And I mean, that would be a hard conversation you'd have to have with kind of a what are we doing. And then another one that didn't haunt him, but it was like day one. I'm watching the game, and I'm like, okay, there's like whatever, 12 seconds left, and Kansas State's punting. I'm sure it was Kansas State. But anyway. It's like, okay, it's a no-catch situation, which means you don't catch the punt. No matter what, don't catch the punt. The guy fair catches the ball inside the 5. When I'm like, if he drops the ball, it's going to be their ball at the 3-yard line. I mean,
what are we doing?
That's one of those things, like you're talking do we not go over this? That was the question before he went out there, because the returner was not told to not catch this ball. No one told him that. He wasn't like he made a bad decision. He was going to catch it. The whole time. Usually, you don't even put a returner back
there.
So
he's got to be coached before that play.
Here's the deal. You don't ever want to try to catch that ball. And it's like, what are the odds if we catch this ball at the 5-yard line? All they had was one play left. So it's like, no, don't risk that. Don't risk. All you can screw up here is a screw up.
Do you tell your guy, do not catch this ball?
Yeah, you just call no catch. Which means you don't even put anybody back there.
Oh.
And you stay in safe defense and you just let them punt the ball and you just let it go.
Coaching there then.
Yeah. What's that?
Coaching error.
So those are the things that would be discussed. But that one didn't haunt him.
No.
But it'd be one of those things that happened like that.
but they, very, very interesting at that. You know, K-State, when they went with also on the play that they made, I was, this is not coaching talk now, just interesting. Iowa State talked to Rocco Beck on the 4th-and-3. What play do you like? They have a couple calls, and he selected his play.
Yeah, two calls.
That he liked. He's like, goes, I like this. Gave his chance a chance. Let your quarterback do what he wants to do.
So that was the little flare out.
To the left,
the flare pass.
To Hansen.
Yes.
Yep.
And there was an interesting conversation on that, on the sidelines. Would Iowa State challenge the call on the touchdown? Iowa State, not Kansas State, where they got in. Because the whole time I'm yelling, fault, get down, game's over. And he's kind of that, if Iowa State should have challenged it if they didn't look at it themselves. Iowa State should have said, he didn't score. We're like, why? Because the game's over. The only way they can lose the game is if he scores. It's the only way you can lose the game. Or you fumble the ball. I get that on an exchange. But they can kneel it out. There's no more clock. If they score right there, they can go down, score, kick an onside kick, get the ball back, and have a chance to go to overtime.
God, you're not thinking like that, though, are you?
What's that?
If you're the running back.
You're not really thinking that. It wasn't a real down play. But still, you know, it's like, hey, it should be just get the first.
But your running back, like that running back, he's going into the end zone. He's not thinking, oh, now wait a second, I don't know if I should score here.
Yeah, right. He should have that kind of, hey, because in the
there's no way I would
in the huddle, you're like going, hey, get the first, and then you say it's down, get the first, and it's down. We don't, because he was kind of straining to get in. Guess what happens when you strain with a wet ball? Fumble it out of the back of the end zone or something. But anyway, it was just an interesting call. How that went for it. And they said K-State going from their own 29-yard line was an interesting call. Didn't hate it. Did he make it or not? Kind of appeared maybe like he might have. But in the end, they didn't get it.
Oh, that Avery Johnson run?
The Avery Johnson. And the other thing that was so interesting, this, again, wasn't a head-scratcher with the head coach asking you something, but I was to get the ball back with like 6:40. Never gave it up.
Right.
They killed 6:40.
That's hard
on the clock. That's hard to do. They just crushed him. And that was pretty incredible to have. But there'll be some things the head coach is going to be asking, like, because the difference is this. Those plays mattered big time in that game.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. Think about basketball. If you have a bad inbounds play with 8 minutes to go in the first half, do you even talk about it? You never even discussed.
Probably not.
These plays are discussed. The muffed punt was a physical play. I'm talking about when you talk to your coordinators, like, what are we doing? What was our plan here in this case?
The pitch play.
The pitch play, and then the 4th-and-1 from 7 yards deep was the one that was just like from four. It was 4th-and-1 foot. And I'm like, wow, those are two plays that like you don't get back to call to recall again.
This is how good Vegas is, by the way. The over-under in Iowa State, K-State was 51.5.
Well, I thought it was 50.5.
No, 51.5.
51.5.
So they, if that touchdown stands, which gets called down at the 1, and they make the extra point, the over hits. If he misses the extra point, the over doesn't hit. Yes. There is so much drama in the gambling part right there in that play.
He cost people a lot of money.
Because people who had the unders down were like, oh, my God, at halftime, like, this is great. We got this easily. Then they started scoring points. Uh-oh, unders not safe anymore. And it came down to a replay to say he was just short of the goal line for the unders to hit in that game.
And they were saying incredible. 80% of the money went to the overs.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have bet just the opposite. I'd bet it would have been on the unders. It went to the overs. Wow.
To the overs.
But him going down cost a lot of people.
There was still some
money.
Conversation by a couple of somebody on there. I think it was Dusty Dvorak was correct. I think one of the other pundits was like, what do you guys think? Just still jam it in here? I'm like, no. He said it on air. I think probably still kind of jam it in here, maybe on the second play.
Yeah, see, like, they're not thinking like a coach.
It's like, no.
You're
no.
a coach.
It's like
what do the analysts say? Did he say no, don't go in or not?
I think Dusty Dvorak was like, "Well, don't want to do that."
One of the analysts did say you could just kneel this out.
Yeah, finally they did. But
I didn't think about it. I was like, "Oh yeah, I guess you could."
Because you know, right? So your numbers are somewhere around probably where you can kneel out with no timeouts is probably somewhere around 209. Because by the book it's 2 minutes, but then you have some time when the quarterback goes back second or two and takes a knee.
Okay.
And the 40 doesn't start. Just boom. There's a 1 or so second delay. So in your mind, you're going like, we can get this from about 209 to 210. If you have to get it from like 212, you can, because then you have the quarterback go back a little longer to take some time to eat it up. But you know that's on a sheet. Hey, what do we have for time? So you watch. There was no panic on the sideline of Iowa State. They were like going, Do we have it like that? There's no. Hey, what do we do? It's like,
no. Kansas State had no timeouts.
They're doing some math. We're good to go.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I'm telling you, though, the layman doesn't always think like that.
The thing that had
you, I was like, get it in there.
That had you concerned was that the last time they went up by 10, Iowa State scored in one play, right?
K-State scored in one play. Deep shot.
One play. They had an error in the back end. I think there are some major suspect errors in coverage in Iowa State's back end.
Twice they got burnt. Like, where's the
safety
defenders?
Didn't come over on that long pass. Yeah.
But it was just, wow. How that game flipped, you kind of going, all right, Iowa State's kind of got this thing a little bit control. Nope. One play, it is like, oh, wow. Then they went 6-0 and didn't give him the ball back.
That's nice job.
Impressive.
4th-and-3. I don't know.
But I think all the stools in agreement. Those teams don't look great.
It didn't. It's hard. You know, I go back on some rain stuff. I'm just watching them physically run around. And I wasn't like, wow.
Nope.
Oh, they don't have any. I think the receiver. The only thing that stood out for me that was really good was quarterback play for K-State, pretty good. I thought Rocco Beck was really good.
Yep. Beck's numbers weren't great.
Weren't great, and that was a lot of the rain part of it.
The first half was tough.
I like Beck. Yeah, I like him.
He's tough.
Yeah, he's really good. And he made some plays with his feet also.
Yeah.
They had that.
Oh, he can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both dual threat guys.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
The game within the game, shame or fame?
And pitch play you do not like.
It was bad. Yeah. It was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
There was some. The pitch was a little high, too. It was like.
It's right in his face. It's right in his face.
What are we doing here? That's Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Hour 2 next, look at Nebraska's depth chart and the captains next on Early Break on the Ticket.
The savings are scorching during the Red Hot Sale event at Omaha Steaks. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, everyday essentials, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at omahasteaks.com. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Red Hot Sale event at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOTSALE. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.